day. Thank you for letting me come over. There was something I wanted to talk to you about. I've been thinking a lot about things recently, about my relationships and what I want from life and what I want from people, what I want from friends and what I want from a guy. I'm at a point in my life now where I think I'm ready for something more serious, something more long-term, you know? It's all been fun and games until now, and it's about time I get some stability and something constant in my life. And when I think of stability, I only think of one thing, of one person, and that's you. We've been friends for how long now? Many years at this point, and in that time I've had friends come and go, boyfriends come and go, but we've been together throughout it all, and I think you're probably the best friend that I have. I can talk with you about any and everything, and I just love the level of comfort I have with you. I never have to mind myself around you. I never have to filter out my thoughts. I can tell you whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling, and whatever I'm going through, you are always and always have been there for me. I don't keep any secrets from you, but you've kept a secret from me, or at least you've tried to. I guess it doesn't really count as a secret if I know about it. But do you know what it is? Well, I'm going to give you the chance to confess it to me now. Go on, say it. Tell me that secret you've been holding back for all those years. No? You're too scared? Too shy? Alright then. Let me tell you, I know you have a crush on me. I know you've had a crush on me from the moment we laid eyes on each other, when we were in the same class, and you would always find excuses to sit next to me and talk to me. Anytime I got up to walk anywhere, I could just feel your eyes on me. And how many times you accidentally dropped your pen near my desk just so I could pick it up and give it back to you. You probably just did that so that you could feel me touch you. I'm not stupid, you know. I know what teenage boys are like with all those raging hormones. There is no way that you did all of that just to be friends with me. It started off in high school and it's been the same as we've grown. Throughout university, when we both started working, you always found excuses to hang out with me, to make time for me. And you never said no to anything that I've asked. You have always been ready to drop everything to come to my side when I've needed you. And that's why you're my best friend, you know? Even though you've had a crush on me, well, at this point, I think it's beyond a crush, isn't it? At this point, I think you love me. Have you admitted it to yourself yet? Have you recognised how head over heels you are for me? Do you know just how bad you've got it for me? Come on, tell me. I want to know how deep it goes. Confess your deep, dark secret to me. Sweetie, tell me that you love me. Go on, say it. I need to hear it. There you go. Say it again for me. That's so cute. Thank you for saying that. And my truth is, my secret, I love you too. Look at the look on your face. Are you surprised? Of course I love you. I have always loved you. I love the way that you treat me, like I'm the number one most important thing in your life. How you put me on a pedestal and treat me like a goddess. I love the way you see me. Ever since day one, you thought I was the hottest girl alive. Even with all the insecurities and body issues that a teenage girl has, you always thought I was gorgeous. Now, I'm realistic with myself. I know I'm not the skinniest or the fittest girl there is. My hips are curvy, my boobs are fairly average, and my thighs, well, you know how thick my thighs are. But over the years, I've learned to accept myself and my body, and in part, it's thanks to you. It's thanks to the way that you've lusted after my body. The wiggle of my curvy ass as I walk away. The tender flash of breasts when I wear a low-cut top, displaying all of my cleavage. I've seen the way you look at me, with that hunger in your eyes, and how you would just love to grab me right there and then, and to bend me over a table and ravage me. And all those few times you've accidentally touched my breast or you saw my belly button. I swear, I could practically see your bulge trying to burst out of your trousers. You were completely speechless and helpless. But that gave me confidence, you know? That I was able to see that a man could find me attractive, and high school came and went, and we were still both virgins by the end of it. My self-esteem was pretty low, but your lust for me in university, well, that gave me the courage to try it out with others, to see if I could land a guy, you know? Another guy who thought I was as hot as you thought I was, and time passed, I got a few dates and a few kisses here and there, and with a few guys, you know, nothing substantial, but do you remember how I was then? Oh, I was obsessed with losing my virginity, and I was getting more into porn, and there were things I wanted to try out, you know, like, particularly, I wanted to go down on a guy and just to see what it was like. What would it taste like? What would it feel like? And my old flatmate, Kirsty, you were good friends with her ex, and when they broke up, you saw how horny he was, how much he was looking for another girl. Something easy, a rebound. And here I was in your other ear telling you how much I wanted to try giving a blowjob. You know I had a little thing for him. And you knew how handsome he was. You could have offered yourself to me then, and if you had asked, maybe I would have accepted. Maybe you would have got your first blowjob from me. But you didn't. Instead, you gave me his number and we went out and, well, I hooked up with him. I told you all about it too then. Do you remember? Do you remember when I told you how, after our first date, I took him back to my flat, and luckily Kirsty wasn't there. She would have freaked if she saw me with her ex. But she wasn't there. And I was able to finally carry out my desires. And remember? Remember when I told you how I sucked his cock? I told you in great detail about that. It was my first cock, after all, and I'd been wanting it for so long. I was practically gushing at the opportunity to tell someone. I told you all about how big he was, how thick he was, and how veiny and girthy it was. I remember telling you he was circumcised and how manly it smelled. I can recall it now. It smelled like sex. The pheromones coming off that cock just drove me wild. I told you how desperate I was for it, how crazy I went for it, how I begged him to shove it in my mouth. I begged him to let me taste it, let me kiss it and lick it. I wanted to suck it. I wanted to worship it. I wanted to make it feel as good as it made me. And of course, he obliged. I mean, what guy wouldn't say no to that? Besides you, maybe, actually. I told you all about how I took him into my mouth. I sucked on his tip, sliding it down just a little bit further each time. You see, I was a little blowjob virgin back then, and I couldn't take it too deep. I mean, 7 inches is a lot for a first timer, right? You remember the size of his dick, don't you? I told you that too. That night was amazing. We took it slow. I sucked him off like a lover, tenderly, slowly. I took my time. I wanted it to feel good for him. I wanted to give his beautiful cock the pleasure it deserved. The first time, I chickened out of tasting his cum. I let him come on my face instead, and it dripped down my glasses. It was still fun, and he didn't seem to mind. We went out a few times after that. Each time, I went a little bit further. I surely and steadily became his little blowjob whore. Pretty soon I could deep throat his entire dick. Although it made me gag when we did it for too long, but he loved that. He loved his little slut gagging around his big cock. Oh, and I loved it too. The spit and the drool dripping down his shaft, coating my body, matching how wet sucking his dick made me. Oh, he would have me licking his balls too, rubbing his dick while I worshipped his whole package. I would take his big balls into my mouth, sucking on them, making them heavy as they produced all that cum. And then I would work the head and the shaft, take him deep in my mouth and let him face fuck me. He went from coming on my face to coming on my tits. You remember all of this, don't you? I used to tell you the first thing the very next day. You would so sweetly pick me up in the morning when we went back to his place. And you listened attentively as I gave you all the juicy details in the car ride home. One time after I let him come on my face, I hadn't washed my face when you came to pick me up. I still had his cum dried on my skin when you kissed me goodbye on the cheek. I was hoping you wouldn't notice the smell or the taste. Oh, luckily you didn't seem to. I was, in the moment, horrified, but later that night, I have to admit, I masturbated to the thought of you kissing me where he came. And when I finally had the courage to let him come in my mouth, oh my God, I was practically so excited, I nearly called you before his dick had even finished pulsing. I told you all about how it tasted. Salty, a little bitter, manly. I told you how wet it made my pussy. I think I even started to finger myself telling you about it while on the phone. Oh, I had to hide all those moans from you. I wonder if you knew then. Could you sense it? I needed more of his calm, and I sucked him off again that night, and again he shot his load down my throat. We stayed together for a few months, do you remember? We had regular sex, and I lost my virginity to him, but it was just fun, you know, and we both knew it. Eventually, we moved on and things ended between us. We stayed friends, sometimes with benefits. I was still his little blowjob whore on demand, and you got the tea every time. See, sweetie, I have no secrets from you. As for you, you never did anything with Kirsty, did you? You would pull her away, rope her into all these activities, just so me and her ex could go back to my place and fuck. I think she started to develop some feelings for you, and I know she thought you had feelings for her, but you never asked her out. I wonder if you knew how desperate she was. She was a virgin too, you know, just like me. She was taking it slow with her ex, and that's one of the reasons they broke up. I pity her a little bit. She never got to taste that beautiful cock of his. Oh, but she was just as desperate for dick as I was. And she wanted it from you, but you never gave her a chance, did you? No. My sweet, loyal bestie only had eyes for me. I wonder how it made you feel when I told you all about my adventures. How did it feel when I told you I sucked your best friend's cock? When him and I ended things, officially, I was sexually awoken. Oh, I was blowjob crazy and sex obsessed. Even now, you had a chance to ask me for one yourself, and even now, I would have given you one, but you never asked. So I never did. You never complained when I told you about the other guys, though. You never said a word when I'd point out those hot, handsome men at parties. When I would tell you to check out their cute asses and their tight bodies, the outlines of the bulges in their little tiny shorts. You never mentioned how I never did the same for you. Never acknowledged your cute little cock, even when it was tenting out in the most obvious manner imaginable. And when all of those ill-advised sexcapades led to their messy end, you never whined when you came rushing to my side to hold me as I cried, to help me move on to another guy. And it went on for years. By now, I've had sex with dozens of men, and you know about each and every single one. Their names, their family members, their favourite pets, all the way down to the size and shape of their cocks, whether their dicks pointed straight or had a little curve up or down. But you've saved yourself for me, haven't you? You've stayed loyal, and you only wanted me and only me. You've stayed a virgin for so long because I was the one, the only one you wanted to lose it for. And that's why I love you. Of course, I love you after all that. You know that, right? But I love you as a friend. My best friend. I don't see you romantically. I never have. And now I couldn't. I've shared so much with you. Our relationship dynamic have moulded so strongly. I wouldn't want to lose what we have, so I could never consider getting more intimate with you. Even if I were to have sex with you, just to finally let you lose your virginity, it would be messy and I don't want to risk that with you. So, I'm not going to have sex with you. I'm never going to have sex with you. Normally, this would at least give you the closure that you need to move on. Find some other girl to make love to and forget all this, but you won't, will you? You are in too deep. You love me way too much to ever let me go. And that's why I came over here tonight. I told you I was looking for something stable. Something serious and long term. And I want that with you. I want to propose to you. Not marriage. I want you to stay a virgin for me. Forever. Till death do us part. I want you to stay. My darling, I want you to stay as a pussy-free virgin boy. Mine is the only pussy you should ever have, and you'll never have my pussy. Mine is the only mouth you should have around your dick, and you'll never feel it in my mouth, so stay pussy-free for me. Will you do it for me? Please? You will? Oh, that's so sweet. Mwah. That makes me so happy. And you like making me happy, don't you? You always want me to be happy because... Tell me again. Tell me you love me again. I've brought something over just for you. A present. And you're going to wear it as a symbol of you taking this pledge. This. Here. This is what's known as a chastity device. We will use this to lock around your little cock. See, it has a little lock and everything. And, well, the key, I'll be holding on to that. I will be the one in charge of unlocking your little dick. This way, I know you'll stay pussy-free for me forever. You won't be able to get intimate with a girl with that thing locking you up. Not unless I allow it, but I won't allow it. Oh, I'll let you out every now and again, of course. For some cleaning and, well, to let you relieve the pressure in your aching balls. You're not going to be able to jerk off with it on, so you are going to need me to unlock you. And you can still watch as much porn as you want. And you can fill those swollen little balls with as much cum as possible. And, well, I never show any skin around you normally because I never want to give you the hope of being with me, but once we lock your cock away, once I know I have you safely and securely under my control, that is all going to change. I'm going to show you all the skin. I am going to show you all the new clothes that I buy for my men. All the lingerie and bikinis that I buy for them. I'll share the pictures and the videos I take of me in those skimpy, slutty clothes. I will even let you touch me. You'll never touch or taste my pussy, of course. Never those places, but I will let you kiss me on the cheek and I will let you kiss my feet. I will let you rub my neck, my back, and I'll let you rub sun cream all over my body. I'll let you massage me, rub my soft, sexy legs, my silky skin. I will let you give me foot rubs whenever I want. I will even let you give me a tongue bath. You are going to love doing that when I'm all sweaty, right after I work out. But the best thing is, I know you won't be able to jerk off to that. I will control you. Control when, how, and to what. You will be unlocked, eventually, and allowed to play with yourself, but only on my instruction, under my strict supervision. I will unlock you and make you kneel at my feet. And I'll put a picture of me up on the wall. If you're lucky, it might even be a picture from one of my intimate sessions. It might even be a sex tape of mine. You will be allowed to jerk off, looking at me and only me. You, my darling, will only come for me. And once you're done, you will thank me. You will thank me for giving you this attention. You will thank me for letting you look at me when you come. Come on then, stand up quickly. Strip off all your clothes. That's right, naked now, for the first time. You are going to be spending a lot more time being naked in my presence. Come here. Let's put your hands behind your back. Let's get this cage on that cock of yours. Aww, you're all soft. That's surprising. Well, there you go. All nice and snug. A perfect fit. How does it feel? Is it heavy? Do you feel the weight of my control over you? This is it now, sweetie. This is the start of your new life. From now on, you are mine. You are completely and utterly mine. You will worship me like the goddess that I am. You will treat me like the way I deserve to be treated. And you'll worship me like the goddess you've always seen me as. Kneel for me. That's it. Kneel at my feet. Look up at me. Look into my eyes. Those lovely grey eyes that you adore so much. The eyes that make your poor love-struck heart skip a beat when you make contact with them. Now, raise your hand, your left hand. And put your right hand over your heart. I want you to promise me now. Take the pussy-free pledge. Promise me you'll stay my devoted little follower forever. Promise me you'll never touch anyone's pussy. That you will only love me forever. Promise away your autonomy, your freedom, your manhood. You will no longer be a man after this. You will simply be my docile little worshipper. Good boy. Now, profess your love for me again. Take your goddess's hand and kiss it and tell me that you love me. Good boy. Now, kiss my feet. That's it. Kiss my feet and tell me how much you love me. Aww, I love you too. As my best friend.